Political marches in Senegal are relatively common. Most are uneventful, but a mass march organized by opposition parties Saturday in Dakar was a different story. Authorities initially banned it, citing public safety, but opposition leaders decided to hold the demonstration anyway, and the authorities responded. Police in riot gear fired tear gas canisters and hit demonstrators with batons. Authorities dragged away and briefly detained opposition leaders, many of them candidates who plan to run against President Abdoulaye Wade next month. A witness to the police crackdown, human rights observer Sidiki Kaba, says he was sad for the state of Senegal's democracy. Kaba, who is with the Paris-based International Federation for Human Rights, said the country has made a lot of progress, but now appears to be slipping backward. When Mr. Wade was elected president in 2000, those elections were viewed as a symbol of the advances democracy had made in Senegal. The ruling socialists conceded defeat and handed over power to Mr. Wade and the liberal PDS party, a peaceful transition rarely seen in the region. The international community congratulated Senegal for its commitment to the rule of law. But that commitment to the rule of law is less clear, opposition groups say, as the 80-year-old Mr. Wade is set to face voters in a month. In fact, Saturday's opposition march was originally called to protest the repeated postponement of legislative elections. They were first canceled in 2005, when Mr. Wade said the country could not afford them in the wake of massive flooding. Then, several weeks ago, the parliamentary vote set to coincide with the upcoming presidential elections was delayed yet again when the country's high court ruled that the electoral map drawn by the ruling party was biased. Moussa Tai with the Socialist Party says many worry Mr. Wade does not want to hold elections because the economy is not good and that may cost him votes.
Democracy means election. But when the elections are postponed, sometimes we afraid that the elections will be cancelled.
In response to growing rumors in newspapers that the government wants to delay the presidential vote, the ruling PDS party told reporters it fully supports the February 25th vote going forward as scheduled. The ruling party has been criticized for changing rules to benefit Mr. Wade. It pushed through Parliament a measure dropping the requirement that turnout be above 50% for a winning presidential candidate to avoid going to a runoff. That change was made just a few months before scheduled presidential elections, despite a good governance agreement among the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, not to change election rules 6 months before a poll. Again, Moussa Tai.
Abdoulaye Wade, who is member of ECOWAS and who tried to organize peace in and reconstruction in Guinea, in other areas in Africa, in his own country, he can't organize clear elections.
Kissy Agyeman, an analyst with London-based Global Insight, says the atmosphere ahead of elections next month is somewhat troubling. But she says it is not too late for Senegal to save its democratic reputation.
I think that if the elections do come off at the slated time, or 25th of February, then Senegal can perhaps still hold on to this idea that it is a democratic nation. But I think that also it's going to be a little bit blighted by the fact that the legislatives have been postponed.
Ultimately, says Agyeman, damage to Senegal's international reputation probably will not be too serious. The country is popular with international donors, largely because it is considered a bastion of stability in a troubled region.
Countries such as Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, Sierra Leone, Liberia, they all have much more pressing problems. And so I think it's quite possible that the elections could go not unnoticed, I wouldn't say that, but it won't get the same kind of attention because there is a sort of preconceived idea, if you like, that, yeah, Senegal will be fine.
Jordan Davis for VOA News, Dakar.